Adobe has officially done the unimaginable and has joined the AI-generated video space. This is something I am so excited about. Adobe's done really well, especially with images. They've done great in this whole AI arena. They're really trying to not get left behind with their whole creative suite of Photoshop and everything else. And now jumping into the video space, I think is equally important because they have Premiere and so many other video products that are so popular for Adobe. And so I think being able to make generative AI video is going to be huge. They can embed this directly into their platform. We're going to be breaking down everything they announce, everything it's capable of doing. Before we get into that, if you're looking for an innovative group of people to help you scale your AI business, we would love to have you as members of our AI Hustle School community. This is something that Jamie and I have been doing for a few months now. And every single week, we essentially release a video covering the AI tools we're using, the strategies and the businesses we're using. We break down the products, all the stuff we can't share publicly. And we show you exactly how we're currently using AI to scale our businesses and to make money. So it's an exclusive group. We have over 180 members now in the group. So it's growing like crazy. It is a ton of fun. And if you're interested in joining, it is $19 a month. And we will be raising the price eventually to $100 a month. But for now, it's $19. And if you get in now, the price won't be raised on you. You can lock it in. So if you're interested in joining, now would be the week. It's going to be raised soon. And we would love to have you as part of the community. The link's in the description so you can go check it out. So kicking over to everything that Adobe is doing with video, Jamie, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the news here?
Yeah, so first of all, I feel like this is a very exciting announcement, one that maybe is overlooked because up to this point, we've seen some pretty impressive AI-generated video from Runway and Sora, but this, to me, has a lot more utility as a video creator because it's already integrated into Adobe Premiere. So they have a beta app, they're testing it right now, and you can already integrate it into your workflow, which I think is kind of the missing link almost between some of these other video generation companies, is that it's not integrated into the workflow. So for example, now if I generate an AI video, I can then still add on my color grade to it after and have it match the rest of my footage instead of kind of seeming, you know, out of place. So having integrated into the Adobe suite is very important for editors, but then also they thought of the video creator when they made this this Firefly AI, you know, software. So for example, they have a feature called Video Extender. So let's say you have a clip and it's just too short for your edit, you need it to be like a half second longer or 1 second longer. It has a generative extend feature, so you can actually extend that clip, which to me is pretty mind-blowing, but again, also extremely useful to the video editor. And based on some of the screenshots and things they've showed, it's really, you know, it generates even the audio from that missing section. So just some really cool things. They really thought of the utility of it rather than just the you know, the clips to share on Twitter or whatever. So Jaden, have you checked this out at all? What do you think of it?
Yeah, no, I think this is really exciting. There's a lot going on. I wanted to read you guys specifically the prompt for one of the, the videos. So you can understand, I feel like just reading this prompt is going to give you ideas of like how you prompt this thing and actually get a video out of it. So they had a demo video where it's like a girl putting on some glasses and it kind of zooms in on her. And I was like, how the heck did they actually like generate that? So this is how they generated it. They said, dramatic dolly zoom camera effect. The mood is eerie and dark on a rainy night. Woman blurred focus sharpens as she puts on the glasses. Cinematic close-up and detailed portrait of a woman in the middle of the street. Rain dripping off her face. She's putting on glasses. The woman is in the middle of the street in New York at night. The lighting is moody and dramatic. Dark green and red light on her face. The woman is extremely realistic with detailed skin texture, lens frame, and fitting glasses to see vision and eyesight. Okay, so incredibly specific. And this was my prediction that prompts are going to matter a lot more for video. I think a lot of people, especially a lot of these creative things, I've heard people say like, oh, you know, prompt engineering, it's pretty much dead. It's not going to matter so much because now ChatGPT pretty much knows what you're saying. If you just give it a basic idea, it's getting better and better. My thinking or my philosophy on this is that prompt engineering is still very important for images and is going to be even more important for video because essentially your prompt is going to become your paintbrush. It's the tools that you get to use. It's your camera on how you actually make these. So things like dramatic dolly zoom camera effect. You have to know what a dolly zoom camera effect is to say that,
right.
And to get it to kind of do that movement and that motion. And so I think that with these video ones, it's going to be, people are going to be able to create amazing things, and they really will. But I think it's the people that already know, like videographers, it's people that are already subject matter experts on this that are going to be able to make the most impressive stuff, because they're just telling it to do all the effects, all of the motions that they currently do for their videos. I don't know, Jamie, what's your thought on that?
Yeah. I mean, I think you're exactly correct. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but the prompt is really what's going to make the difference and in the look and feel of the video. And something I noticed in all of their clips, which I thought was really helpful, they showed the prompt for pretty much every sample clip that they posted. And it's not mm-hmm. just like, you know, 20 words. It's like a paragraph describing exactly what they wanted, and, you know, and that's what it showed up with. So, yeah, I totally agree. One other interesting fact about this is that they're actually paying photographers and artists $3 for every minute of video they submit to train its model. So I don't know how you get in on this action, but if you're looking for a side gig, you might be able to make some, side cash by training their Firefly model. Basically they said, this is, you know, creators are weary of using AI tools because they think it's going to, you know, put them out of a job. But they're trying to encourage people, to use it and submit it to train with that incentive. I think that's pretty good, considering it's just, you know, yeah, I think you could probably submit whatever you want, but yeah.
That's true. No, I think that's fantastic. It's a great business idea. It's a great side hustle. I would definitely look into it. And I mean, the way they've integrated this into Premiere, if you already use Premiere, this is just, it's so flawless. You just click and drag your clip out and it just generates extra motion, movement. They extend your clip, and they said the idea is really to be able to create like an extra beat or two of music, or, you know, a couple extra seconds. So it doesn't have any audio, but it does have the motion of the camera continues and the motion of the person. So I think it's super interesting. Now, what you were mentioning though, Jamie, really struck me as far as being able to let them use your video to train. I think that that's a phenomenal side hustle and a really interesting idea. And it's actually something that I've recently seen from Lander. So Lander is a music distribution platform that I use for some of my music that I distribute. And it's quite interesting because just recently Lander had a pop-up on their platform that essentially comes up and says like, hey, do you accept allowing Lander to use your music that you've published? So it's kind of interesting because for Lander, their like quality control is that this is already published music. So it's probably, you know, has somewhat good quality stuff, and maybe they only send it to accounts that have like a lot of downloads or something. But anyways, if you let them use your music, they will actually pay you as well. So I think we're going to start seeing more and more of this, where on a platform by platform basis, you're able to just essentially opt in your content to be used for training AI. And it's obviously incredibly valuable to these people or to these companies, because a lot of creators can use it. But I think there is going to be ways that the original people, the original content creators that gave the training data can get compensated. So this is exciting to me with music and video, that they're kind of opening up some of these options.
Yeah. And again, if you're looking for great ways to actually use AI to make money, check out the AI Hustle School community. We dropped some awesome content over there. This week's is about growing your business and podcasts through AI podcasts. It's really, you know, there's tons of like-minded individuals, over 180 over there as well. So go check that out. Thanks for
listening. We would love to have you as part of it. Thank you so much for joining the podcast today. And if you enjoyed it, make sure to leave us a review, join the AI Hustle School community, and we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.